The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Conscious and by the uncle look at woman at you
and the Lord's verse 31 and 32.
Chemuno at your son Bacon near the Assamian.
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. You read it. And the Lord said to
Simon, Simon, now Obun Town, Nyasan Kobe Chon, say, I'm one and so Obon Pire Mount the jail.
That your faith fails. When you are converted,
I say, someone
strengthen your brethren.
Just a wound, yes, answer, Sana, my own animals, Nyasa.
Father, we thank you. Minister to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
First of all, I feel when they told me I should share the word, I was like, hey, so what should I say? Then my mind started going back. I wanted to get some special sermon to talk to you about. Then God just dropped in my spirit. Tell him I will take care of him.
No, a bass on cancer panwash. I said, Junjuni said, Dien, or Becan, and I made it to Nakuma, so say, on Chen is so, Obechenoso.
And I think it's correct because as I tell him God will take care of him, I can also tell you God will take care of him.
And I'm coupon Becran, no, I can't know, Obey me, I can't tell Musunya, Ebe Jimon,
so I shamo. So if you care for a title or a theme, then I'll tell you. God has made provision for your emergency. When you get to 60, you get to a very rare state of life. It's not as if I have any special experience.
It's
the age where all kinds of ailments associated with old age starts manifesting.
You
are inexplicable headaches, pains in your joints. You wake up early as if somebody has beaten you. You could go to the hospital, they will do tests on you and tell you there's nothing wrong. You check your system and realize that there's something wrong. So I think it will be okay if I say it's a weird period in an individual's life.
Now,
I've chosen the word emergencies also because emergencies are sudden and unforeseen occurrences.
And put you
usually dangerous. That's far prompt or sudden action.
And you may be see when in a so as I bring a bar or someone so see a no one on chain.
So real things will happen to you, they come upon you suddenly, but God says, I should tell you, He will take care of you.
And Yema, when in a so basa basa betones, Yamiso and Shemo say,
because He made provision for them.
It's answer why, yeah, and she will be at to her amount.
He's made provisions for them.
If you
go to the hospital, there are several wards and several places where any sick person will be attended to. But you get to a place they call emergency ward. You notice that the equipment there are different, the doctors there are different, the nurses there are different.
Because
those places that are called emergency
ward.
They are for weird cases. If you are involved in an accident, they will take you there. If you are rushed to the hospital about to die, they will take you there. So they take care of certain occurrences. Occurrences which, if they are not promptly attended to, may end in your death. You may be in Accra. All of a sudden they send you a message, your mother is not well. And you are the firstborn or the only seemingly endowed person in the family. So you are the person they call and they are expecting that you rush home and deal with the situation. That is an emergency. And I know that to those of us who are struggling in life and we are all stationed in Accra, emergencies will come our way. But I have a word from God to you that in the midst of the emergency, you have a God who saw the emergencies before they started coming, and he wants you to know today that he has taken care of those emergencies. Are you still in the church room? If you are here, say, I'm here. You see, so check this now. Jesus was in the disciples. He was about going. He was about going, about to die and go away. And the disciples were just there listening to him. And he points to Peter and he says, Simon, 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 I want to become a Nigerian. How many times have I called you? The moment your name is repeated, it means that what is about to be said is something special, something you cannot overlook. He says, Simon, Simon,
Simon, Simon.
The Greek ideology is that he was speaking to Simon, but he wanted to speak to everybody.
So
what God said to Simon, he's saying to you, he said, the devil, Satan, has desired to have you and to sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not when you are converted. Then strengthen your brethren. Three key discoveries from this particular
passage.
We enunciate the fact that God has made provision for our emergencies. Number one, Satan's intentions. Satan's intentions. Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan had desire. Satan has a desire. It is his purpose. It is his intention. It is for that he lives.
John
chapter 10 verse 10 says that for the thief cometh not. Anytime the thief comes to your house, he has an intention to steal, to kill, or destroy. And the theologians say that we should not say he is Satan. But when Satan comes into your situation, he comes with the same intention. He comes to kill you. If he can't, he will steal you. If he can't steal you, he will destroy you. He has an intention. So the first is Satan's intention. Is to have you. Satan want to grab you. There are many in church today who do not know that Satan want to have them. There are pastors today who do not know that Satan will have them. If the devil wants to attack anybody here, he will start from the pastors. He will start from the leaders. He will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. There's a spiritual warfare. And the attack is on the ministers of the gospel. All the multitude of gossips going round town and large chunk of bread is situated on the ministers. Satan want to get us. He want to have us. When he gets us, he will give the impression that he wants to lift you up, but in actual fact, he's not going to lift you up. He want to sift you. He want to sift you.
Sifting in the process.
That is watching one, and then he said,
"When you throw grain against
the wind,
and the wind
takes away the sight. And
then the real
green
sentence.
That is sifting.
So
the devil works in such a way that all kinds of situations will come your way.
Adverse
circumstances. That will make you misbehave. It will make you misbehave. And when you misbehave, you are sifted. The scripture says that these times are times when the heavens shall be shaken and the earth shall be shaken and the things that cannot abide shall fall off. I pray that during the shaking and the siftings, you shall stand. 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 Because if you fail to stand in the day of your adversity, then your strength is small. Then your strength is small. So number one, we see Satan's intention to have us number one and to sift us number two. Number two, we see the saint's ignorance. The saint's ignorance. When the devil was planning all this, the disciples of Jesus were there. And yet they didn't know. Have mercy on the church. Ignorance is partial knowledge. Ignorance is partial knowledge.
Or lack of knowledge.
If you have partial knowledge, you are ignorant. If you lack knowledge, you are ignorant. The plan of the devil to sift was not known to the disciples. Peter did not know. Simon did not know. At that particular time, verse 24,
apostle
said, there arose an argument amongst them as to who will become the greatest.
When
the devil was working, to destroy. They were working on who will become the greatest. That's what they were doing.
I pray that
you don't fall prey to the challenges of our time. The politics of our world. The politics are
just...
Everybody is a politician. You see, we are concentrating... And we are mindful, we are majoring on things that do not matter. We are majoring on the mindless. It shows how ignorant we are. These are the days when we need to hold our hands together, love one another, support one another, and get the kingdom of God built. These are the days when we should hold our hands together and deal with the devil. These are the days when Christians ought to be one, pastors ought to be one, churches ought to be one.
Look
at, I felt so proud when the district pastor was saying that
district pastor Kasano and
the largest church.
Yes, I'm sorry, yes, so no.
That's a
commendation.
So, we should not be envious about that.
And he said, yes, I yeah, yes, I so.
And he said the church is
that yes, yes, I found this one.
They have not seen anything.
And not read
you should be happy they are growing.
So when he saw someone
to suffer and learn,
the power of what they see and
they also grow.
Senior also was up for the beginning.
After that, we shall talk. The saints' ignorance. They were fighting as to who will become Let's cancel those fights in church.
He says
he is more handsome than
I am.
He says he is more beautiful than
I am. He
says he is car. This church is the most, the best decorated. Let's throw those class one things away and begin to check on God and check on the kingdom. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
7,
when he ascended on high, he took captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. He gave some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers.
For, and no,
he for the perfecting of the saints,
for
the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
So look at this.
If God is working in our midst, the Spirit is operating,
then
we'll be concerned about the work of the ministry. So let's throw those things away.
And
I love you, New Town Jolu.
I'm
hearing the pastors. You are all here with your wives. That is unity.
You
can't take that away from this. You can't take
that away from this.
There's a spirit in the New Town Jolu. A spirit of oneness. Definitely. You have some tongues among the roses.
But that is
what makes the rose.
And
we are one. Deliverance people be one.
Deliverance for
the characteristics of this church.
You
are always one. If the characteristics of churches are not
numerous,
we love one another. If you touch this man, you have touched
me.
Let them be one. And let's rejoice with those who are going up. And let's try to lift those who are down. Don't let us sit down and be cutting people's backs. People actually me say that because you are so nice. You are all in white. Very, very holy. Because you have loved righteousness. And you have hated iniquity. God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness about your
fellowship.
The sin's ignorance. Then the third thing you see is the Savior's intervention. The Savior's intervention. After narrating what Jesus said, but
I love
the may the Lord introduce a but to your adversity. May the Lord introduce a back to the negative narrations of your life. Let there be a full stop to the adversity. Let there be a full stop to the worry. A full stop to the sickness. A full stop to the disease. He said, but Satan is up. He's playing the buffoonery. But I, the Lord, I am ready to work a worker. I, the Lord, I'm on my feet. I, the Lord, I've seen what is going on. And I've made provision for everything that's about to happen in your life. I am in control.
He said,
but
I
have prayed for you. Savior's intervention.
But
it's not a man praying. It's the Lord praying.
And
check this. It's in the past tense. If he said, but I have, then it's a participle. You know that? It was started in the past. And it's continuing into the present.
So,
he prayed for you. And he's still praying for you.
Did
you
manage that?
Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, I don't like this clapping. This clapping is like, you know what it means? It means that the Lord prayed for you several years ago. That you be 60, 61, 62, 63, 80. You see, he prayed for you. Every adversity that is coming, the Lord has taken care of them. He said, I started in the past, and I'm continuing. You listen to me, somebody. And I'm saying the same thing to everybody sitting here who has come for this celebration that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords have made provision for every adversity of your life. If you are with him and he is with you, your tomorrow shall be better than today. The devil may arrive, he may come like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord shall lift us. Are you listening to me? Are you still in this church room? Oh, come on now. Are you hungry or something? I'm saying that God has made provision for your
purpose.
Tomorrow is taken care of. You may be here wondering or something. Or something. Lord, can
someone say something?
But that is not what is happening. I came to speak to one pastor in this place that your emergencies are taken care of. I came to speak to one member somewhere that your emergencies are taken care of. I came to speak to one woman in this place that the King
King of glory is in charge of your situation. Is there bad? I prayed for you. I prayed for you. That your faith fails. It's an intervention of preservation. That your faith fail not.
Okay,
stop. You see, there are people who think they will die tomorrow. But I came with the right news to you. You are not going to die. You are not going to die. There are people who think that this worship of God Christ, will I be able to do it? Maybe I'll backslide. I came with a very good message. You will not backslide. Did you hear what I said?
What in your canon?
I said, you will not backslide. He said, I have prayed for you. Faith fail not. I'm not preaching eternal security. I am telling your faith unto a fail not. So this faith, it will not fail. It will be very difficult for you to backslide. That your faith fail not.
When you are converted, you ought to be in a pillar of strength. So you ought to also be a pillar in the life of other people.
It's an intervention of prayer. Preservation.
It's a crown.
And making you also a pillar.
And man also say
strengthen your
prayer.
So those who are strong, the infirmities of the weak. God has made provision for your emergency. There are things you may not see. They are dangerous. Evil men around some corners. But the Lord is asleep. Because he's taking charge of them. He's taking charge of them. He's asleep. I'm taking care of them. I have prayed for you. That your faith fail not. When you are converted, as you stay on your feet, keep this job going. Keep strengthening people. Keep encouraging people. Keep being a
blessing
unto a in Exodus 14, 14, the people of Israel were running from
Egypt.
They ran
and
they go to the Red Sea. Strangely, God was directing them into a
cul-de-sac.
Mountains on their left and right.
Just
the only place of exit. The crack legions on the face of the earth at the time, the Egyptian army
was directing them.
In your life, under the leadership of Yahweh, he will lead you into a cul-de-sac. It is not to destroy you, but it's to bring glory to his name. It is not to destroy you, but to make you aware that Yahweh is by your side, and your battles are his battles.
So the
people started complaining. To stay in Mizrim. And eat garlic.
An
individual brag about eating garlic.
Just a nipa se obedi garlic ya enimui.
Just
a oh dear, you smell.
I bet you see one. Moses cried unto God. In the midst of trouble, cried to Yahweh. Stop troubling your
head,
pastor. Cry to God. They cried to Moses. But Moses cried to God.
Now Moses, they will suffer to the upon
Moses.
And I'm sure they say,
Moses,
Moses,
be still.
Can we come to him
and see my salvation?
Let your senior meet your neighbor.
These Egyptians you are seeing today.
Listen, same is dream for who
you know. Listen to the King James version of the Bible. King James,
same
no. You will see them again, no more forever.
Same open who amu who amu biem.
May your enemies vanish.
Say what time for no amonira.
I said, may your enemies vanish.
Just what time for no amon mem kobe bikra.
May your enemies vanish.
What time for no amonira.
May they never see the way you move. Jesus said, the wind blows where it listed. I love that script. That's my
favorite. So, Conquering said, and from an a trick or an asset, and
it is coming. It was a funnel. And you don't even know.
Wouldn't there be a free banner, baby, poor echo to
so Conquering said, with he that is born of
San a trend near so I won't go home, Mono. Won't you mention your baby?
Bad take or tall.
Obey dinner, Tia, Obey, won't you mean?
Bad dodgy book.
Obey, didn't who be see our own?
May Yahweh son be upon your life.
Now, Copon, sir, and Womoso.
May you forever remember.
Now, Moncos one Kai say
that God has made provision.
Now, Copon, I and she say, if you act over, Amma, bra.
You are blessed. A celebrant is a blessed man.
Glory
to bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.